News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. At least 47 people, including 24 men, 21 women and 2 children have died after a passenger bus fell into a canal in Madhya Pradesh's Sidhi early yesterday. The multi-agency rescue operation had been called off for the day and will resume today, said Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. 7 people have been rescued so far, he said. Meanwhile, Sidhi collector Ravindra Chaudhary has told the media that the rescue operation had concluded on Tuesday and would resume on Wednesday morning. He said the exact number of people trapped in the canal could not be guessed, but estimated it could be 4 to 5 people. The bus carrying 54 people fell into a canal in Sidhi as it was heading to Satna from Sidhi district, and the incident happened at Rampur Naikin area at around 7:30 a.m. Police said the bus was to move from Chuya Valley area, but the driver, who was later saved, took a detour to avoid a traffic jam. However, he lost control over the vehicle, which then plunged into the canal. An SDRF team was rushed to the spot and the bus was taken out of the canal with the help of a crane. As a precautionary measure, water from nearby Bansagar Dam was stopped. Police said the bus was overcrowded as the 32-seater vehicle had 54 passengers. As many as 7 passengers were saved by the rescuers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the horrific accident and approved an ex gratia of Rs 2 lakh each for the next of kin of those who lost their lives. Modi said the bus accident in MP Sidhi is horrific. Condolences to the bereaved families. The local administration is actively involved in rescue and relief work. Chauhan has summoned Transport Minister Govind Singh Rajput for discussing the road mishap. The CM also cancelled his Tuesday events in the wake of the tragedy. What has happened is extremely tragic. Rescue work is already on. 2 ministers are on their way to the site. Families of those who have died will be given compensation of Rs 5 lakh. The entire state is standing with those affected, Chauhan said in a video message. The chief minister said he ordered to stop the water outflow from the Bansagar Dam so that water level in the canal could go down and help in the rescue operation. Madhya Pradesh Congress President Kamal Nath also expressed grief over the bus tragedy. Eyewitnesses said the bus sank completely into the canal water and was not visible in the morning hours. Later, the district administration stopped the release of water into the canal from the Bansagar project, which brought the water level down, they said. In a sudden development, Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry Kiran Bedi was removed from her post on Tuesday night at a time when the Union Territory was witnessing a political crisis following the resignation of Congress MLAs from the V. Narayanasamy government. A brief communique issued by Rashtrapati Bhavan spokesman Ajay Kumar Singh said the president has directed that Bedi shall cease to hold the office of the Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry. President Ramnath Kovind gave the additional charge of the Union Territory to Telangana Governor Tamilisai Soundararajan with effect from the date she assumes charge of her office until regular arrangements for the office of Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry are made. The direction from the president comes amid the political crisis where the ruling Congress-led government has been reduced to a minority after one more MLA quit the party on Tuesday. Bedi and Narayanasamy have been at loggerheads over a range of issues. A retired IPS officer, Bedi was functioning till late Tuesday evening and reviewing the vaccination drive in the Union Territory and issuing directions for bringing in police force and sanitation workers in the frontline worker category for the inoculation. Amid the political turmoil, the opposition seized the opportunity and demanded the resignation of Narayanasamy, saying his government was in minority. However, Narayanasamy rejected the demand, claiming that his government continued to enjoy majority in the assembly, which is set to go for polls in the next few months. With resignations of 4 MLAs, the strength of the Congress in the 33-member assembly has been decreased to 10, including the Speaker. Its ally DMK has 3 members and an independent also supports the government. The opposition has 14 MLAs. The seemingly unstoppable rise of Bitcoin continued on Tuesday, with the cost of a single unit of the digital currency rising above $50,000 for the first time. The price of Bitcoin has risen almost 200% in the last 3 months, and its volatility was on display on Tuesday. After rising above $50,600, it fell back to $48,674. At that price, with about 18.6 million Bitcoins in circulation, Bitcoin has a market value of nearly $907 billion. Bitcoin is rallying as more companies signal the digital currency could eventually gain widespread acceptance as a means of payment. The vast majority of those who have acquired Bitcoin have treated it as a commodity, like gold, with few places accepting it in exchange for goods or services. Companies have been leery because of Bitcoin's volatility and its use by parties who want to avoid the traditional banking system for a myriad of reasons. Last week, however, the electric car company Tesla sent a tremor through the digital currency market, saying that it was buying $1.5 billion in Bitcoin as part of a new investment strategy, and that it would soon be accepting Bitcoin as payment for its cars. Lawmakers in the French Parliament's lower house on Tuesday overwhelmingly approved a bill that would strengthen oversight of mosques, schools and sports clubs to safeguard France from radical Islamists and to promote respect for French values, one of President Emmanuel Macron's landmark projects. After 2 weeks of intense debate, the vote in the National Assembly House was the first critical hurdle for the legislation that has been long in the making. The bill passed 347 to 151 with 65 abstentions. With France bloodied by terror attacks, having hundreds of citizens who went to Syria in years past, and thousands of French troops now fighting extremists in Mali, few disagree that radicalization is a danger. But critics also see the proposed law as a political ploy to lure the right wing to Macron's centrist party ahead of next year's presidential election. The wide-ranging bill, titled Supporting Respect for the Principles of the Republic, covers most aspects of French life. It has been hotly contested by some Muslims, lawmakers, and others who fear the state is intruding on essential freedoms and pointing a finger at Islam, the nation's number two religion. But the legislation breezed through a chamber in which Macron's party has a majority. It is not set to go to the conservative-controlled Senate until March 30, but final passage is seen as all but assured. The bill gained added urgency after a teacher was beheaded outside Paris in October and three people were killed during a knife attack at a Nice basilica the same month. A section that makes it a crime to knowingly endanger the life of a person by providing details of their private life and location is known as the Paty Law. It was named for Samuel Paty, the teacher who was killed outside his school after information about where he taught was posted online in a video. The bill bolsters other French efforts to fight extremism, mainly security-based. Detractors say the measures are already covered in current laws. Some voice suspicions about a hidden political agenda. Days before Tuesday's vote, Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin, the bill's main sponsor, accused far-right leader Marine Le Pen during a nationally televised debate of being soft on radical Islam, saying she needs to take vitamins. The remark was intended to portray the government as tougher than the far-right in tackling Islamic extremists. But Le Pen criticized the bill as too weak and offered what she called her own tougher counter-proposal. Le Pen, who has declared her presidential candidacy for the 2022 election, lost in the 2017 runoff against Macron. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.